Hey friend, it's that time again where we are opening up the next session of the Faith Fueled Mastermind for Women. So excited. This has been such an incredible program for the last 8 months, and we're just growing. And so if you are an ambitious faith-fueled woman who just wants to go deeper in your faith, activate your faith in a new way, renew your mind with Christ so you can live a purpose-fueled life, partnering up with God every single day, then this is for you. We are a tight-knit community of women, and we are growing in the Lord and growing together as a community. Make sure you head over to my brand new website. If you haven't heard yet, it's addictedtothclimb.com. We just transferred about a week ago to that. So if you have been using kellytyan.com and it's not coming up, we are now addictedtothclimb.com, where you can find all the things that I have for you. My community, my prayer community, some great resources so you can activate your faith. All the goods are right inside that website. If you are looking for a speaker who wants to bring empowerment to your people, I'm here for it. So head over to addictedtothclimb.com for all the things and the mastermind that is starting in April. I would love to get your application and have a conversation with you to see if this would be a great fit for you. Let's go deeper in your faith. Let's elevate our lives together. That's what God wants. We have to keep climbing. So thanks for tuning in today. Enjoy this episode, and I'll catch you at the next one. Welcome to Addicted to the Climb. I am your host, Kelly Tyan. As a faith-fueled health and transformation coach, author, and breast cancer survivor, my mission is to provide you with the wisdom, the tools, and all the success tips that I've learned along my own journey in health, fitness, faith, and personal development. Plus, you'll hear some incredible and inspiring conversations that will motivate you and empower you to keep on climbing no matter what you're going through. Let's buckle up to start a brand new climb together and start showing up differently as we work our way to the top. Right now, this is your time to take in all the positivity and all the blessings that God has for you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to Addicted to the Climb. I am so thankful that you chose to spend this time with me today. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you, and I just want to tell you how much I love you. I hope you're climbing somewhere really good right now, or maybe you just got off a climb. I always say maybe you're just getting off a climb, maybe you're in the climb, or maybe you're heading towards a climb. It's all good. You're good right where you are. But today I'm so excited about my guest, because whether you're climbing or not climbing or what you're doing, we all need a boost of confidence along the journey at every stage of the game, right? And my guest today is all about confidence. So before I jump into letting her speak, let me tell you a little bit about Tara LaFon Gooch. She is a TEDx speaker, a CEO, personal branding expert, coach, and best-selling author of How to Grasp Confidence and Own Your Power. So good. So I bet you're all excited already. She also has an MBA specializing in business analytics and possesses a strategic mindset tailored for navigating the complexities of modern business environments. Tara equips individuals and organizations alike to navigate complexity with confidence, fostering cultures of innovation, inclusion, and sustainable growth in this ever-changing world. I'm so excited to have you today, Tara. Welcome to Addicted to the Climb.
Thank you so much for having me on your show, Kelly. It's such an honor.
Yes. So, okay, I'd like to start with, what is good for you right now? Tell me something good going on in your life.
Ooh, what is good? You know, fully just Aligning with my purpose. You know, nothing brings you more confidence than leaning into your strengths, doing things that you're naturally gifted at, things, your God-given talents. When you really identify and align with those, you gain confidence, but also it's just a sense of purpose. And you know what? That's good for me right now. That's where I am. I'm in that journey of how can I fully align with this and not look back.
Wow. You know, that is speaking to me right now in this moment, because I'm right there with you, girlfriend.
Yep.
That is really where I'm at right now, is zoning in and honing in on my God-given gifts and skills and aligning myself with the path that he has for me. And that's building my confidence. It's exciting, right? When you really zone in on that and spend time, and why am I here? And what is my purpose? And finding out what God put you on this earth for. It's good. Great answer. I love it. So let's talk about the current situation at hand. We're 3 weeks into your TEDx talk that went three weeks ago. Tell us about that experience. I'd love to hear about that. Maybe somebody listening right now has a dream about doing a TEDx talk. And if you do, Tara's the woman to reach out to. So give us a little bit about that background and what led you to even wanting to do a TEDx, because I know those can be a little intimidating. I've had a few best friends, now you, that have done one. And it's been on my back burner a little bit. I'm not passionate about it yet, unless God calls me there. However, I'm very curious about hearing more about it. So tell us.
Yeah, it's funny. Last January, I actually applied for a friend of mine to speak on TED, and it at the time didn't even occur to me that I could do one. Not necessarily because of a limiting belief or something. It just didn't seem like it made sense at the time, or that I could do that. And then it was, I think, late May this year, or this past year, so 2023. I hadn't finished my book yet. I was still in the process of writing it. It was a Word document on my desktop. Not published, right? You know what that's all about, Kelly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm speaking your language.
Yes, you are. Yes.
And I was telling somebody about this book, and he said, you know, that's a TEDx idea, right? And I thought about it, and I said, you think so? He said, oh, it is. You should give it a go. I'd never tried. Like I said, my friend, I had applied for her. She didn't get in. And I thought, okay, why not? 3 weeks later, I got accepted. And the book still was not published.
Wow.
But I knew I was on to something big. Why? Because there was purpose there. And it doesn't matter where it is or where you are in that process. As long as you're heading on that path to purpose, you're gonna find that these successes just kind of get attracted to you, almost like magic. It's what it feels like, except for it's not magic. It's how it's supposed to be. So this journey of confidence and just talking about it, my struggles with it, has opened up a lot of doors as well. And you know what? 3 weeks in, it was 3 weeks, 3 weeks yesterday, I believe, my talk got published. It's got over 350,000 views already in 3 weeks.
Amazing.
7,000 likes, almost 400 comments. And you know what? It's already leading me to opportunity. Why? Because I'm attaching myself to something that is in line with my purpose and ultimately those God-given gifts we talked about in the beginning.
Yes. So somebody listening right now might be saying to themselves, well, I don't really know what my purpose is. And so how would you answer that question?
Yeah, you know, it's unique for everybody. Sometimes we identify a purpose. Maybe it's something that we're really passionate about. Maybe you're doing this work and you lose track of time. It's something maybe that's easy for you, but difficult for others to understand, and to you comes naturally. But it's something that, you wake up and it makes you want to get out of bed. It lights a fire up under you. You feel like you have an intensity, a pull toward it. Listen to those things. And you know what? There could have been a whole lot of people out there that said, confidence, plenty of people have talked about confidence. That's not original. Why write a book on confidence? That's been done. There's been plenty of TED Talks about confidence. Keep it to yourself. If I were to, at any point in time, listen to those limiting beliefs of others and let them get in the way of my purpose, I wouldn't be sitting with you. There's a lot of lessons there. And it doesn't matter that one person's talked about this or done this or whatever. It's about what matters for you.
Oh my gosh. It's like it gives me goosebumps because I even say often, you're unique. That's your superpower. What you have, no one else has. You're one of a kind. You're made to do something great. It's all about what do you believe about yourself. And I've had a little girl come up to me, a teenage girl, and she says, Kelly, I want to be, I think it was real estate. She's like, but there's just so many. I said, honey, is there so many of you? How many of you are going to sell those homes the way you sell those homes? How many of you are going to talk the way you talk to your clients? She looked at me, she went, you're right. I was like, it doesn't matter if the market is saturated with confidence talks. Look at you, Tara. Like you took that and had a fire in you. You were drawn because it was impactful to you. You're unique. Your voice is unique. And I just hope you can shut this podcast off right now because you just got so much golden nuggets and wisdom. We don't even have to go on anymore. You are unique. I hope you're jumping for joy right now, knowing that, because that's your superpower. And what you did, Tara, was not easy at all to overcome. And because it is, talking about confidence can be very general. It is talked about often, but what you brought to the table through your TED Talk was different and unique for 350,000 people that are listening to this. So I just want to say, I'm clapping for you. If you can't see, congratulations for stepping into your purpose, for stepping into the gifts God gave you and running with that, because the impact you're making is creating a ripple effect. So I love. So tell us a little bit, because I want people to go listen to your talk, but give us a little bit about your messaging and a couple tips for the listeners right now.
Sure. So my TEDx talk is entitled Gratitude, the Foundation of Confidence, and it's based on the first three chapters of my book. So my acronym is GRASP. It stands for grasp. The G stands for gratitude. And gratitude is important to me because it's the law of increase. When we complain, it's the law of decrease. And I have a mental picture of a piggy bank that keeps me going. When I complain, I imagine a coin being taken out of my piggy bank. When I express gratitude, I imagine getting added to my piggy bank, right? It's that mental piggy bank. But this is the case for thought, across the board. In general, the average human has about 80% of their thoughts are negative every day. And a lot of those are repetitive. So again, if you picture that piggy bank, think about how many of those thoughts now, because we're talking about thousands and thousands. So I challenge everybody listening to, one, acknowledge that, because you can't manage what you can't measure. But two, start replacing those negative thoughts with some positive ones, some ones of gratitude. And when I talk about gratitude, I do want to mention something that really changed me and helped me increase my faith and belief and gratitude even more. I used to think that these two scriptures were kind of conflicting. It was, you know, pray without ceasing. That's, you know, we know that scripture. And then faith without works is dead. Well, how can you manage those two, right? But, you know, when you have continuous acts of profound gratitude, you are praying without ceasing. And it connects you to that, to your God so much on such a deep level, because you're praying to him through these expressions and feelings of gratitude all day long. And you know what that does? It connects you to your higher power, but also your higher self, Kelly.
Yes.
And it increases your confidence within you. And all of a sudden, you're not a team of one anymore. You've got somebody else because you're talking to him all the time.
Right. So good.
It's so deep. It's much deeper than people realize. And I didn't get into that in my talk, but I do talk about that in my book. It really does bridge a gap, because you're constantly being appreciative of the life that God gave you.
So were you always like this? How did this happen for you? Because I know, I mean, for me, oh my gosh, it took me a long time to get into that gratitude state, to really grasp what that meant. I always heard, oh, write three things you're grateful for. And I'd be like, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, you know, growing up in my 30s, whatever. And I thought that was a nice thing to do. I never did it until I started really doing it and really digging into the meaning of what that, you know, how it empowered me from my core. And then it came to life. So how was that for you?
This, you know, in 2022, I was a corporate dropout. I didn't know what I wanted to do in my life. I just knew I wanted to do more, right? At the time, I was recently diagnosed with major depressive disorder and anxiety. So I was not in a good place mentally. I would consider my rock bottom point. And this was not that long ago. That's why I know this works, because I practiced it every single day. And I am literally right now the byproduct of this. That you can go from that depressed, burnt out, anxious, feeling like half a mom, half a person. I think we all relate to that. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I felt like I was failing as a mom, as a person, as a wife, as a human being, literally in all aspects of life. And it was through, you know, this alignment with gratitude, developing a relationship with it, that it's not just something you check the box, that this is a practice and it's a habit and it's a spiritual practice. And then meditating, doing positive things, praying and creating more prayer, and not just praying for things that I want, but praying for other people, praying for the things that I have, being thankful, expressing gratitude for those. And you incorporate this and you do this every day, and little steps and progress in that right direction through consistency. We all know how important consistency is, but this is an example of it through gratitude, how it's actually a practice. And it's like with any relationship, you do it long enough, it deepens.
Sure does. It sure does. You do anything long enough, it deepens, whether that's good habits or bad habits. And I say, if you're not practicing gratitude and you're curious how this can change your life, start today. Just start by being thankful. There's always something we can be thankful for. And we know that. But do we really think about it? Some people don't. And they just go day by day wondering why they're miserable and overstressed, you know, all the things. Well, maybe this is your day one to start, because I wrote so many things down that you said already, is you can't manage what you can't measure. And if you're not thinking about that, those negative thoughts are in your head all day and you're trying to get rid of them, but you don't know how. Well, we need to start with being grateful. It really does start with that. I mean, Tara, I started myself. Now, I've been very prayerful my whole life. I've grew up a Christian, so I know God and I pray. But I wasn't all those years getting down on my knees first thing in the morning. And I heard people doing that. And another thing that I was like, oh, that's good, you know. But until I really started just probably a year and a half ago, stop right the moment my eyes open and getting on my knees in gratitude that I woke up today. That's the first thing. I am just so happy that I am breathing today. Today is this, that's all you need to be grateful for. If you woke up today, you have something to be excited about, right? And that changed my life. It really did. I mean, I don't take it for granted, and I used to. There's probably many things a lot of you guys are taking for granted. And it all starts with just being grateful for those little things. So I love that you talked about that. I love the G in the graph. You know, I want you to continue a little bit more if you don't mind, because it's so interesting how this plays such a role in finding our purpose, being fulfilled people, which we're all craving. That we're all, what does the human race want in life? They want to feel like they have a purpose. They want more peace in their life. I feel like those are the two top things. And finding clarity. And how do we do that?
We align with those things, with those, again, natural gifts, but it starts by appreciating what we have and how far we've come too, you know? And again, it's being appreciative of that entire journey. There's some lesson, there's some, you know, pain in your past and all of our lives that made us who we are today. And without that, we wouldn't be refined. In Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, there's a part in his book that changed my perspective on adversity, for example, or overcoming challenges. He said that the level of adversity that one has faced in their life is indicative to the service they are meant to render to mankind. So it's really easy to get stuck in victim mentality, adversity. It's really easy to think of ourselves as a victim of our past, whatever. But having a responsibility mindset, right? And an ownership mentality, that's why that's, you know, the second one, realizing that adversity actually refined us and made us who we are today. And how can we take those lessons now that we've figured out how to have gratitude for them and turn them into more of a purpose to help others? That's what's key. And you know what? That's part of all of our purpose. So for anybody out there who's struggling to find their exact specific purpose, is it helping other people? Is it contributing to the collective, right? Is it helping others? At the end of the day, the God that made us all to contribute and collaborate together. And I think of this too, like the cells in our body, Kelly. We've got about 100 trillion cells. You know, when cells compete, you know what it's called? It's called disease. We're meant to collaborate with each other. And that's when, you know, I feel like God is elevated too, because he sees his children, his creation, actually growing together and not competing against each other. And how beautiful is that to see on from his perspective? I can't even imagine. But there's so much that goes into this. And you know, if we think about it from a confidence perspective, a star wouldn't compete with another star, would they? A star wouldn't look at another star and say, "You have this and I don't." No. We recognize the beauty and the abundance of others, and then we align with what makes us uniquely happy and successful.
I love that you said that, because right away what I was thinking of is when you said God doesn't want us to compete, and you know, he's our father looking at us and how excited he is when we do come together. But think about you, if you're a parent right now, isn't your main goal to get have your children get along in the house? Doesn't that make
Yeah.
it home? Right away, my mind's like, you know, you're yelling at, just get along, stop fighting, don't do that, you know, just make up, kiss and hug. I mean, think about it. Your home is a much happier, healthier environment when the family is all getting along, and we're God's family. He created us to come together, support each other, empower each other, not tear each other down, not think we're better than anyone else just because your title says this and my title says this. He doesn't look at titles. He's looking at people. And that's what we need to do as well, is through the lens of God. That's really what it's all about, is seeing people for people. And not to go off on that whole tangent, because I can get so fired up about that. You know, that is what it's about, though, not competing. There's no competition in the kingdom. We're all part of the kingdom. We all should be loving and empowering each other. Think about how beautiful the world would be if everyone just knew that. We got to get this podcast out. Listen, right now, you people, please tag us, share this episode right away, because people need to hear this message of empowerment, of love, of gratitude, of relationship. That's really what this is all about. Tara and I can talk like this on the phone behind closed doors, but we are bringing this to you to make an impact in your life. Maybe you haven't been the friend that you should, that you know you are supposed to be, or maybe you're comparing yourself. Maybe you're trying to be better than someone else right now. And so take these wise words that God's given us and share them and use them. So I love this whole entire conversation so far. Let's keep going. Let's go.
I know. And, you know, going back to people, I think we should be on that tangent because it was meant to be. You know what? We're all unique representations of God.
Mm-hmm.
So when I look at another person, I think of how much God loves variety. You look in the plant kingdom, animal kingdom, humans, just the same. You look in the universe, any part in the universe, there's the planets, they all look so different, don't they?
Yes.
Even the galaxies, and there's so much variety in this universe. So one thing my mom always used to tell me when I was a kid was, no star ever stood out in the night sky by trying to look like other stars. And you know what? It's so true. So don't compare yourself to others, because we're just all unique representations of God. And at the end of the day, we, you know, coming together, not having to worry about, am I better than this person or is this person better than me? Just focusing on yourself and your own personal development, and having the confidence to believe that you were meant for something more, that you do deserve better. Because again, if you're a representation of God, then you certainly do. And I think that's another thing we all need to keep in mind, is that if you feel like you're deserving of more, then you are. You don't need anything else to prove that to you.
Right.
Go for your dreams. Go after what makes you feel whole. Because there's something greater calling you to that. Don't let self-doubt get in the way. It's killed more dreams than failure ever has or will. Won't.
And it's self-doubt. I do want to say it is easier said than done.
Yep.
Right. What are some practical ways that you battled self-doubt and won?
Oh, it happens, like you said, every single day. Nobody, and you know, for the record, I wrote a book on confidence. That doesn't mean that I'm the most confident person in the world. And that doesn't mean that I have to stop learning how to develop confidence. Guess what? There's outside forces in all of our lives that chip down our confidence, right? I mean, we're not weatherproof.
Right.
Are we? No, nobody is. There's always going to be naysayers. There's always going to be the naysayers in our minds, right? I think we're our biggest contributor to that.
Well, what you said, we have 80,000 thoughts, that a lot of those, 90% probably are negative.
Yep.
And we do that to ourselves.
Yep. Yep. And you know what? It starts in here. It's
yes.
it's our own mental environment.
Yes.
And then that it's the external environment as well. Who are our friends with?
Mm-hmm.
What conversations are we a party to?
Yes.
Who are we interacting with? What activities are we doing? Are we not working out because we're unconfident? Well, guess what? That's going to lead to less confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Again, taking any steps towards emotion, towards an action, towards something positive that makes you joyful, will build confidence over time. Your mental environment is as important as your physical one. So it's all a holistic approach. I wish I could say, you know what, Kelly, if you do these steps, you'll never have to worry about not having confidence again. It's just not realistic. But what it is, it's a lifestyle change. And that's a good thing. Diets don't work. We know this, right? Short term, it just works for the short term. You have to have a lifestyle change in order to really be healthy and fit over time. This is the same thing. It's a mental lifestyle change. And confidence is one of those things that, you know, just like gratitude, we can start to lose it if we don't practice it.
Right.
Right? So we have to, it's a continual thing that we just need to keep doing, just like prayer would be, just like anything else would be.
Exactly. If we want to get better in any of those areas, exactly. It's not an overnight, you know, win or an overnight, there's no such thing as an overnight success in anything, anything. I know it looks like it on Instagram. Sorry, it's really not. No one has overnight success except for somebody that wins the megabucks.
Yep.
That one time. That's it. And typically those people go down because they don't know how to handle all that wealth at once. I mean, God knows he wouldn't. And that's the fun part about being on a faith journey as well, as God, you know, if you're working towards your purpose and trying to find what you're supposed to be doing and it's tough and you're doubting yourself, listen, God's not going to give you all the answers right away. This is a journey that you're on with him, taking him with you alongside through the peaks, through the valleys. And he's looking for people to just endure, keep going, be consistent, keep walking, because you'll get there, I promise, if you keep going. But you'll never get there if you give up. And we know that, right? I mean, it's so easy to quit. It really is. It's so easy to say, all right, I'm all done. Moving on to that. It didn't work.
Yep.
It's the people that the successful people do consistently what the unsuccessful people do on occasion. And that's it, people. It's simple and it's hard, but you will cross that finish line if you don't give up on yourself. If you really truly believe that you are unique and you have these giftings that only you have. I mean, I can say it again, your unique gifts, those, you being you is your superpower. It really is. And until I really got that, you know, I also struggled. I had a hard time, but now knowing and leaning on God and having a strong faith definitely helped along my journey. And I'm sure for you as well, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, again, we've all hit those lowest points. And for me, it was real. And it's real for a lot of people. Lots of people are feeling lonely right now. And you can be lonely and be in a room full of people. You can feel lonely and be in a concert, because we're lacking that human connection. And I think that goes, you know, back to what you were saying a lot with, you know, social media, that it's the easiest to connect with people right now, but it's also some of the most challenging, because what we see is not always real, right? And there are filters out there. So it can be challenging, but, you know, just making a real genuine connection, and a real genuine connection with yourself as well. Again, going back to that self-love, self-acceptance, self-worth. If you can make a real genuine connection to yourself and feel whole, I think you'll feel a lot less lonely.
Mm-hmm. I agree. The only way I've done that is sitting quietly. And yes. I know people do not want to do that. People just don't have time. They're too busy. I mean, this goes with my post I posted today on LinkedIn, just talking about spiraling out. We're consuming so much information on a daily basis that we never sit quietly with ourselves to get to know ourselves. It's like with any relationship, we can't put our relationship with ourselves on the back burner, or else you'll never get good at your gifts. You'll never know what you're capable of. It's so powerful to sit quietly. It's like if you're in a marriage and you never spend time with your spouse, how are you going to build a stronger marriage? It's the same thing with yourself. But yet, we don't put that first on the list. Don't you find that? People don't make themselves a priority, yet they wonder why they're struggling or they can't figure things out or they lost themselves along the way. Well, you have to make time for you. That's it. It's so.
Especially with women, don't you think that,
yes.
You know, I mean, I know that it's true. We love to give, but
yes.
You can only, what are you going to give if you've given everything? You have to replenish your pitcher in order to pour from it again.
Exactly.
You just cannot. So, you know, sitting with your thoughts quietly, I especially love that because I'm a mom. So any quiet moment I get is kind of precious anyway, don't you?
It's a golden moment.
I love quiet.
I love quiet. My kids are grown. I still love quiet. I love quiet.
I love that. But yes, take care of yourself first, you know?
Yes.
We love to give and make sure everybody's okay, but let's give to ourselves first and then worry about others. I think that's so important.
It's like when you're on an airplane, they say, take care of yourself first, and then you help someone else. It's
That's right.
true. Because if we're trying to make an impact in the world, or we're trying to just accomplish anything, we have to fuel our own cup first. We do. It's very important. So many things, Tara. I mean, geez, I feel like we could talk for hours and really just dig into so much. We'll maybe have to do a part two of this show.
Yes, I love that.
I love it. What are you working on right now in the very moment?
Yes, so I am dedicating a lot of my time to professional speaking, especially after the release of my TED Talk. And my goal is to really thoroughly empower leaders with confidence with this method. And, you know, I've had a bunch of organizations that I've presented this to, and we've done deep dives and training into this. And they've reported decreased sick time, increased employee productivity, increased retaining of talent, all because their leaders are practicing gratitude, are more confident, they're more emotionally intelligent, and they're bringing people into the conversation. And if I can do that on a small scale, I just can't wait for it to become an even larger scale. So my goal and what I'm working on right now is, you know, be having the most impact I possibly can. And my goal is to have a $1 trillion impact. And I believe I can, because I know how many people need this.
Yes, they do. They do, for sure. I mean, I know I already feel so uplifted just through the conversation. And that's why what you consume matters, you guys. Whatever you're listening to all day and, you know, watching, circles that you're in, you said, and I say the power of proximity is so important. I mean, who we hang with matters. That's why I am always in masterminds, and I want to be with ambitious women who love the Lord. I want to be surrounded by them. I find investing in myself pays dividends. Don't be afraid to hire a coach if you need help. Don't be afraid to jump into a mastermind. I mean, I have one. Tara has coaching, and it's like, don't be afraid to do these things, because the more you stay single on an island, the more you're going to feel alone, and you need the backing of people to help you elevate and maybe see something in you that maybe you didn't even see before. So I love the work you're doing, Tara. I think the message, your $1 trillion message, is going to do just that. We're putting it out there. And I think speaking life into yourself and speaking life over your business and speaking life over your family, that's what we need to do as women, when, you know, and men. I'm not singling out. I know a lot of my listeners are women, so I speak a lot to women. But for all of us, is using our voice, being grateful. I mean, to recap, it's about starting your day in a grateful state of mind for what you have and what's ahead for you and being excited about that in the gifts that God gave you. It's so beautiful. I just want to thank you so much for sharing everything that you shared today. And if my people do want to reach out to you, where do you want them to go?
Absolutely. I'm everywhere pretty much, but you can visit my website, taralafongooch.com. That's a great way to get a hold of me. I'm also very active on LinkedIn, Tara Lafon Gooch.
And that's how we met, which
that
is exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. Make sure you go. If you're not on LinkedIn, you guys go over there now. Follow both of us. If you're not following us, I know it's about being consistent. That's LinkedIn is my platform where I really live daily. So yes, make sure you're following. I'm going to put your website, you said though, is where they can link everything to you. They can watch your TED Talk through that as well.
Yep.
Okay, great. So that's what we'll do. That's in the show notes. And like I said, you guys, if this message really did hit a chord with you, if it resonated with you, please share it. It's the only way you can really thank me for taking the time for you. I want to help you on your climb. And I'm so grateful that you choose to listen and tune in every week. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Tara, for being here. I appreciate everything you're doing. Until next week, you guys, just keep on climbing. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for being here every week, because my goal is to always empower and inspire you so you can keep on climbing even when life gets tough. If you felt blessed today, it would mean the world to me if you subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And one of the ways you can help me is if you would leave me a 5-star rating and a review. This is really how I can help more people just like you. You can do this right on your podcast app on your phone. It's super easy. It will only take 1 minute. Also, if you want to be part of my private community on Facebook, head over there to Faith, Fuel, and Fitness, and I'll meet you inside. Or you can even head over to my website, kellytyan.com, to get more inspiration and resources to keep you on your own climb. Thank you again, and have a healthy and happy week.